author Annie Lamott has made a career out of writing moving books about overcoming various kinds of difficulty. Her book, Bird by Bird, for example, is a manual on how to overcome writer's block. Her best-selling memoir, Operating Instructions, is about her life as a single mother. In other books, she's written about struggles with faith and addiction and how conservative politicians harsh her Northern California mellow. So we found it interesting to see how she dealt with a real challenge, namely our quiz. She joined us in April of 2006 when we visited Arcata, California, with panelists Tom Baudet, Adam Felber, and Kiri O'Connor. Well, Annie Lamott, we're delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You're Elizabeth II, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of her other realms and territories.
Oh,
Queen,
God.
Head
so
of the Commonwealth.
Doomed.
In honor of Queen Elizabeth's upcoming 80th birthday, Buckingham Palace released a list of 80 true facts about the Queen and her long reign. We're going to ask you about three of the more interesting royal factoids.
Okay.
Get two questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners,
okay.
Carl's voice and their home answering machine. Carl, who is Annie Lamott playing for?
Peter, she is playing for Phil Record from Neyland, California.
Here's your first question.
Okay.
The Queen is not just a monarch, but a creative individual in her own right. Which of these is a royal creation? A, the Dorgie, a crossbreed between a corgi dog and a dachshund. B, the Elizabethan weft, an intricate lace pattern found in the finest British doilies. Or C, Chateau de Regina, a wine vintage personally blended by the Queen from her estates in Sardinia.
Oh, my God. Well, I think it's probably the doily.
The doily?
Yeah, B.
That she knitted a little doily and created a pattern?
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid it was the dorgie.
Well, that's what I... Oh, okay, wait. Wait, one... I swear, that was... that's what I think it was, too. I wanted to...
I've tried that on this show. It doesn't work.
No, please let me change my answer. I've had such a bad week. I want to pick A. I'm picking A.
You're picking A. You're picking
I'm
A
picking
after I told you it was A. Which would be a good indication. I don't think we can do that, I think. No. Well, the Queen's... No, it's the Dorgie. The Queen's love of corgi dogs is well known, less so her enthusiasm for these strange mutant creatures. Not to worry, Annie. You have two more questions. And now that you've gotten the hang of it, you will certainly get these right. Next question. Now, it is good to be queen. By virtue of her royal birth, Queen Elizabeth has what privilege? A, they have to leave two front row seats for her at Wimbledon for every match, whether she comes or not. B, she owns every single whale, dolphin, or sturgeon in the waters around Great Britain. Or C, if she were to drive her own car, which of course she never does, she could go any speed she likes on whichever side of the road she likes.
The Dorgie. Okay, wait. I think the sturgeon and the porpoises.
You think the sturgeon and the porpoises?
Yeah.
You're right. Very good.
Oh, my God.
They are known, those animals in the United Kingdom, as fishes royal. And yes, we know whales and dolphins aren't fish. Don't write in. And when they are captured, caught or found within 3 miles of the coast, the Queen can claim them for her own royal purposes.
Unhand that sturgeon!
Yes, Your Highness.
Exactly.
You know, my mother was English, so this is all sort of painful, but go ahead.
All right.
My mother's from Liverpool. I have to go to these special 12-step groups for the children of the English.
Really?
Yeah. All that stuff about the fish and the porpoises and the dorgies, the doilies. Okay, number three.
Number three. You're excited now because you got one
right.
Yeah,
I'm pumped.
If you get this one right, Annie, you win.
Okay.
In addition to her hereditary titles, Queen Elizabeth has earned some honors on her own, including which of these? A trophy for her triumph in the Winchester Country Club 1995 Lawn Bowling Tournament Senior Division. B, a gold record for her 2002 CD, Party at the Palace. Or C, a blue ribbon for a recipe called Queen's Own Trifle from the 2001 British Home Arts Fair.
Oh, well, I know it's A, but I'm going to say C because I'm panicking now.
You're panicking, so you're
well, see,
wildly flailing
trifles,
between A and C.
Because it's an English tradition, and then you put these little silver ball bearings that are theoretically supposed to be edible, and you put a lot of alcohol in it, and then you put you coins that you've washed. And so all the children would eat a lot of the trifle and get drunk on the rum trying to get to the coins, and the adults would break their teeth on the little ball bearings. That would be a typical Lamotte family Christmas. And then everyone would be drunk, but the children would throw up. So I feel like I should call my therapist right now, but I'm going to say C.
It's B. Gold record. Gold record. The party at the it is. The Party at the Palace was a compilation of musical performances given for the Queen's 50th anniversary jubilee in 2002.
Oh my God, now, that is so disturbing.
Isn't it though? Now, that the Queen gets the gold record and not, say, Elton John, who performs on the record, is another example of why we fought the American Revolution. Carl, how did Annie Lamott do in our quiz?
Well, Annie needed at least two correct answers to win for Phil Record. She had just one.
Well, I had the first one, too, because after I changed it, it was correct.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah,
I heard
it. She's got a point.
Annie Lamott is a writer, mother, and teacher. Her latest book is a collection of essays called Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith, now in paperback. Annie Lamott, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.